In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Joyous feast day.
Joyous feast day.
This holy day of the Mother of God should remind us that God has a plan, that God had a plan for the Holy Virgin, and that her life was not, and her becoming the mother of the Savior was not incidental, but it was providential. Which is to say, God planned, God foresaw, God prepared, God chose, God fulfilled His plan in her life. Because of what He saw in her, because of what He placed in her, because of what He knew about her. And we must believe that, as we ought to as well believe that our lives are not simply incidental, but providential, which is to say, it's not a coincidence or an accident that we're here in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. It's not by accident. It's not by some luck or chance, but that God provided. God's providence is in the lives and souls of each and every one of us, touching us and shaping us and prepared us and saw something in our heart, something in our soul that we should have this offering of the holy Catholic and apostolic Orthodox faith. That God chose us. And it's a mystery, that choosing, but nonetheless, He says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." And so we live by that, and we believe that there are no accidents, really. At least not for those who desire God's will, who are seeking to serve Him, seeking to find Him and dwell in Him in their lives, that the Lord takes action and the Lord directs, just as He did most perfectly and most profoundly with His Holy Mother. But it's a sign and example to all of us. Those who believe that her role in our salvation is merely an accident or incidental obviously misunderstand the life of our Lord and their own lives and the power of God's providence. We must think in an Orthodox manner, having agreed to believe the Orthodox faith. We must understand the great and high and exalted place of the Most Holy Theotokos in the life of the Church, specifically in the life of heaven, that she reigns together with her Son. She is by the throne of glory of the Holy Trinity, and that God has empowered her to do great wonders and miracles throughout the 2,000 years of Church history. And that she continues to work and to, as I said last night, to team with the Lord, to be part of a holy team, working for the blessedness and the salvation of souls and of, ultimately of the entire world and all of creation. We honor the Lord's Mother at her death, not as a sad day, not as a day of mourning, but as a day of her triumph, a day of her victory, a day of her inauguration, of her fulfillment of having lived her earthly life according to God's will. As she said, "Be it done unto me according to thy will." That having followed God's will, having been obedient even unto the end, having heard the word of God and kept it, that today is her reward. Today she is brought, escorted by angels, and by her very own Son, her soul escorted into the heavenly mansions. So we rejoice and are glad for her today. We rejoice and are glad in her. And let us resist prejudicial thought towards her that's in our culture. And let us indeed be Orthodox-minded, understanding that our vision of church is the family of God, the Lord, His Mother, and all of us as being sons of God also become sons of his mother, according to the words of our Holy Father, Simeon, the new theologian, that we are all sons of the Lord's mother by grace, by our uniting with the Lord in holy baptism in the life of his church. May we ever bless and honor her. May she bless and help us and shape us in our lives to even have just a small portion of her faithfulness, just a small portion of her grace and of her devotion to God and to God's purpose for her life. And through her holy prayers, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Joyous feast day.
Joyous.